News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, the HSE is bringing in a recruitment and overtime ban due to financial pressure. That is according to a letter obtained by the Labour TD, Alan Kelly, which he released over the weekend. To discuss this in more detail, we are joined on the line by Paul Bell, who is the SIPTU Health Division organiser. Paul, when did you first hear about this?
Morning, Kieran. Actually, we first heard about this approximately 3 weeks ago because we ran into difficulty in delivering an agreement to recruit more staff in the University Hospital of Limerick. And then we were issued with formal confirmation that it was impossible for the HSE in that part of the country to honour the agreement and to recruit the much-needed staff. At this time, actually, we're now going through a process to balance for strike action against that decision because it's in breach of an agreement, but also those staff are critical to the operation of the hospital. And our members have been working short-staffed for probably 2 to 3 years, which is also giving rise to working excessive amounts of overtime.
So you heard about this 3 weeks ago. Did it have an immediate impact? Is it already in place, as far as you know?
Well, as far as we're concerned, it's already in place because once we are working short-staffed for that period, and then this confirms that you cannot recruit any more staff, we were experiencing those difficulties for some time. I think what's concerned most of our members is this notion that you can then restrict overtime. Excuse me. Most people in the Irish Health Service would tell you they do not wish to work excessive amounts of overtime, and that would also be in private industry. And so, you know, you cannot run a service short staff and then say there's to be no overtime, because then what you are saying is that the service must be curtailed. And what the HSE have done over a period of time is rely on the employment of agency staff. And last year, for an 11-month period, the HSE spent €318 million on agency staff, which is way ahead of what they had spent the year previous.
Are agency staff being used now at the moment then to supplement the shortage of staff with this moratorium?
Absolutely. And that's what happens. What happens is that you shift the cost of obviously employing.
So the service, but the service is still running then, but it's just that it's been agency staff are being used to plug the holes as opposed to hiring people. Is that it?
There are two different problems with this, Kieran. First of all, every agreement that we've reached over the last number of years is trying to curtail the use of agency staff because of the excessive expense. What has happened over the last, say, 12 months, when you look at the expenditure, for an 11-month period, €318 million that was spent for an 11-month period, is that that cost is usually in excess of 20% of what it would cost to actually hire staff directly. And if you could just indulge to look at some of the figures, there are 524 doctors on agency, 1,620 healthcare assistants, and 898 nursing professionals. And that was from January to November 2018. So what we're saying is, if you're running a health service, it's run on demand basis. You cannot decide tomorrow, I'm going to switch the service off and I'm not going to see any more patients, or I'm not going to treat somebody who is presenting as an emergency case. But it does show that even though there's much talk about the budget that are given here for the Health Service Executive and for the National Health Service, is that those budgets are always doomed to failure.
Yeah.
Because there's never enough granted in them anyway. And we are saying that this needs to be revised. But impacting on services, saying that services will be cut back, no recruitment. And also, by the way, there are staff looking to return to work who may have been on what would be known as a career break or so forth, who are skilled staff who are actually needed back in the service.
The idea of those health service plans being doomed to failure, some might say, look, that's due to political cowardice. And we would always try and get the view from the front line on this. And we were due to speak to Dr. Fergal Hickey. Listeners of the show know him well, the consultant in Sligo. He was called away to an emergency, as is the nature of his job, which of course he has to deal with. But I know from speaking to Fergal that one of the aspects he's critical of is political cowardice getting in the way of making decisions about rationalising services. In other words, we have too many acute hospitals and we have way too many emergency departments in this country. If you actually close them down, then the staff that we have could be rationalised much better and you wouldn't have these shortages.
Well, it's a very simplistic approach. At the end of the day, we did have a plan before the economic crash that said there was going to be 9 centres of excellence, and then a service would build up around those centres of excellence. There is no cheap way of providing health service. But what the taxpayer is entitled to is an efficiency and also a response to the needs of the population. That's what they're entitled to. But I do have a serious concern to where the Minister for Health himself is saying he knew nothing of this situation until he actually seen the media report.
All right.
That itself is disturbing.
Yeah, it is. So questions do need to be answered. On that, Paul Bell, the SIP2 Health Division Organiser. Paul, thanks a million for speaking to us.